A question, Boo, really, and a bit of an uninformed ramble. It's about the Microsoft.NET framework, Silverlight, and distributed computing. And the reason I'm booing about this is because last year, a very good friend of mine, as part of a project within a little game community we ran, developed a distributed mapping system. So for it was for making game terrains and maps. And what it did was it we all installed the application on our machines, a little Silverlight application. And whenever somebody wanted to compile a map, which would be a process that might take up to 5 hours normally, the program would ping all of our little applets running. And our computers would be harnessed for the crunching task, provided we weren't using it. And it had a really good priority system, and it was a really decent way of taking what was a 5 hour job down to about a 10 minute job, and that just really depended on how many of us were running the app at the time. And at the time, I was exceptionally excited about Silverlight and the .NET framework and all the bundle that Microsoft included with Blend and all the rest of it. But either I'm not noticing it, or it doesn't seem to be being taken up as a technology. And the distributed computing point's a separate point, but everyone seems to have gone straight onto where they don't seem to like Silverlight. They don't seem to like the idea of or the what I see as Silverlight's biggest benefit, and that is the fact that it's tied so neatly into the .NET framework, so you can use it for multi-layered networks and distributed computing. Yeah, why is that? I'm such an uninformed, like, wannabe on this sort of stuff. I love all, I'm really interested, but I'm just learning, so I don't really understand all the finer points. And then lastly, why don't people use distributed computing more? Why don't Is it because our processors are so fast now, we don't really need it? We've got quad and octo cores and all the rest of it. Is that the reason why we don't need it? Because I'm thinking for things like rendering video, rendering audio, okay, the big rendering and production houses have massive fleets of machines to use, but there's a hell of a lot of one-man bands out there, and I'm wondering why they don't use distributed computing on the .NET framework using Blend and Silverlight, much the same as we did for compiling maps, so that every time they wanted to render a video, bits would be sent to all of their friends on their network and then sent back to them, crunched, and it all put back together nicely, and job done. Maybe it is already happening and I just don't see it, but love to know what you think, or whether you know anything about this. And just in case I've used, not the right expressions or whatever, when I say distributed computing, I mean something like SETI or folding at home. Ours was called mapping at home unoriginally, but why don't we see more of that? Why is there just not the need for it?